Morgan Stanley becomes the first major bank to launch its own spot Bitcoin ETF. Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas confirmed on April 7 that Morgan Stanley's spot Bitcoin ETF, the Morgan Stanley Bitcoin Trust, ticker MSBT, will begin trading on NYSE Arca on April 8. If all goes as expected, it will be the first spot Bitcoin ETF issued directly by a major U.S. bank, not an asset manager, not a crypto-native firm, but a 91-year-old Wall Street institution with $6.2 trillion in wealth management client assets. The fund carries a 0.14% annual management fee, the lowest of any spot Bitcoin ETF currently listed or filed in the United States. Why the fee matters more than it looks: at 0.14%, MSBT undercuts BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, by 11 basis points. In percentage terms, that is 44% cheaper. It also edges below Grayscale's Bitcoin Mini Trust, which charges 0.15% on a $100,000 allocation held for 1 year. The difference between MSBT and iBit is $190. On $10 million, it is $11,000. For Morgan Stanley's advisory clients, who tend to hold positions for years, the compounding effect of that fee gap widens over time. And because Morgan Stanley now captures the management fee directly rather than earning a distribution commission on someone else's fund, the economics of the relationship shift. BlackRock's iBit currently dominates the spot Bitcoin ETF market with roughly $55 billion in assets under management and over $63 billion in total net flows since its January 2024 launch. MSBT will not dislodge that overnight. But it changes the competitive structure. The largest wirehouses no longer need to distribute a third party's product when they can offer their own. The distribution advantage: Morgan Stanley operates between 15,000 and 16,000 financial advisors. In August 2024, it became the first major U.S. wireframe to allow its advisors to actively pitch spot Bitcoin ETFs to clients, though only iBit and Fidelity's FBTC at the time. With MSBT, those same advisors now have an in-house product to recommend. This is less about fee competition and more about shelf space. Advisory platforms tend to favor proprietary products because the revenue stays internal, compliance is simpler, and the reporting integrates directly with the firm's existing systems. Morgan Stanley advisors already manage roughly $6.2 trillion in client wealth. Even a 1% allocation across that base would represent $62 billion in demand. For context, the entire U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF market holds approximately $95 billion in combined AUM as of April 7, 2026. Fund structure: MSBT uses Coinbase Custody Trust Company as its primary Bitcoin custodian, holding most assets in cold storage. BNY Mellon handles cash custody, administration, and transfer agent duties. Fidelity has been added as an additional custodian, giving the fund a three-layer custody structure that mirrors the institutional-grade setup Morgan Stanley's compliance teams require. The fund filed its fourth S-1 amendment on April 1, 2026, which market participants treated as one of the final procedural steps before listing. NYSE Arca issued an official listing notice on March 25. As Balchunas noted, that sequence typically means launch is imminent. One detail worth tracking: MSBT's prospectus explicitly flags quantum computing as an emerging risk to Bitcoin's cryptographic security. It is a boilerplate disclosure, not a prediction, but it is the first time a bank-issued ETF filing has included that language. Market context: BTC traded at $67,981 as of April 7, 2026, down 2.0% over the previous 24 hours. ETH sat at $2,067, down 3.4%, and SOL at 78.54, down 4.6%. The Fear and Greed Index read 33, firmly in fear territory. MSBT arrives during a stretch of sustained ETF inflows, despite bearish sentiment. Last week, U.S. spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs pulled in $591 million combined, even as broader markets wobbled on geopolitical tension. Baby boomers accounted for over $500 million of recent Bitcoin ETF inflows on what was one of the market's worst days in weeks, suggesting that the advisory channel, exactly where Morgan Stanley dominates, is driving durable demand regardless of short-term price action. The timing also follows Charles Schwab's announcement that it will let 36 million clients trade spot Bitcoin and Ether by mid-2026. The brokerage arms race for crypto exposure is accelerating, and MSBT positions Morgan Stanley at the front of the pack with a proprietary product rather than a distribution agreement. What this does not change, MSBT does not give Morgan Stanley clients access to anything structurally different from IBIT or FBTC. The underlying asset is Bitcoin in cold storage. The creation redemption mechanism works the same way. The tax treatment is identical. What changes is who earns the fee, who controls the product roadmap, and who owns the client relationship end-to-end. Morgan Stanley also filed for a Solana ETF in January 2026, suggesting MSBT is the first step in a broader crypto product suite, not a standalone experiment.